Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the Iberostar Selection Cancun, and we're actually at the coral level. And this is, I'm part of a travel advisor fam trip here, and I'm with Aaron and Kevin Johnson, who own Live Love Travel in McKinney, Texas, and they're part of this group. And we're going to talk to them about this fam trip and Iberostar and really being down in Mexico for the first time in a while. So you're going to find out all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, guys, thank you. It was great for you to take the time to interview with us, and we've had a good time here so far, and we still have a few more days left. But tell me a little bit about what you think of this particular resort, and we're all staying at the Coral level, which is kind of the tower they built 2 years ago, and it's a really beautiful location. We're actually looking out at the beach that way, and I understand you swam at the beach last night. we won't talk about that, but anyway, Aaron, what do you think of this property?
This is our first time at an Iberostar, and I am just so pleased with everything that I've experienced, from the food, from the staff, the beds, oh my gosh. One thing that I absolutely love about the Coral level that I have not found anywhere else is the fact that I can go for a night swim in their pool. How amazing is that?
Kevin, you went for a night swim in the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone wants to swim in the pool. I need a little salt water in my mouth and experience a night swim. It was absolutely amazing. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening and really a great experience. I love this resort. I love the Coral Tower. You've got every room facing the ocean, which is a great, great feature.
Now, what do you think of the dining? We just had breakfast together, but which is your favorite restaurant here? So far, we still have a few
more to go. American Bistro. I was like, American food? Why do I want to go eat American food, right? No, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And what about you?
You know, when we first got here, the first evening, they had a great Mexican fiesta set up. So it was like a market experience. They had little vendors with shops, but they had all these food vendors set up with the tacos. I had the tacos al pastor, fantastic tacos. So I mean, Mexican food in Mexico, right?
I know. Well, they do have a Mexican restaurant, which we haven't tried. I don't know if I haven't tried it yet. I think we're doing Italian tonight.
Yes.
And then I think there's steakhouse. And I'm like, wait, what about the Mexican? I got to try that.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We got a few more nights here. Now, who would you recommend this particular resort to for your clients?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, this is adults only, right. So you can.
Although the
selection family,
which is family, and so there is a family option.
I think it appeals to so many different families and so many. I mean, the Coral level, from honeymooners to family vacations next door.
Right.
I don't know. I'm telling you, that night swim, that took it up a level to sell it. Come on.
Yeah, well, I think I cut out early. I didn't get that chance to do that night, so maybe I'll have to do that when I have a little more time. How about you, Kevin? What's going to stand out here? What's the highlight for you?
This resort for me is somebody, on the adults-only side, I would say that's luxury but relaxation. So it's not overly active, so you can have a nice relaxing experience. Beautiful beach. If you love the beach, this is a good spot. You get that
Absolutely. Beautiful
Cancun water. But there's a lot to do on the family side. For me, when I think of this resort, this is a good spot for maybe a destination wedding, because there's people that come to the wedding that want this adult-only experience, but maybe some guests that have family. So they have a great family option on this selection side. Kids clubs, nice pools, big pools, a lot of activity for the kids, beautiful spa, 24-hour coffee shop. I mean, it really appeals to a pretty wide margin of people.
Yeah, well, so. I know you guys have kids, and I wish we could just put you in the Coral level and put them in the
right.
those
lives. Right.
Really separate the thing. You go have fun, guys. It'd be that.
I think one more thing that I absolutely love is the fact that if you do have a wedding over here at the Coral side and you have family staying over at the Selection side, they could actually come over here for the wedding and the reception. The whole time there's a party for that. And then go back over to the family side. That's unique.
That's good. Now, we also went down yesterday to the Iberostar Paraíso Maya, which is part of a huge Paraíso complex down there with 5 hotels. And they have, I believe, 2 open so far. What was your impression of that property?
Wow, I'm in a new city. There's shopping, like a shopping mall. Come on, lady.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous, but equally as dangerous with the casino. So, you know.
So fair is fair, right?
Correct.
Yeah. One thing I noticed, if I may, that I loved about the Maya is it gave a lot of acknowledgement to Chichen Itza and the Mayan culture.
Yes.
So there's a lot of modern experience in Cancun, but this was really that traditional Mayan Mexican culture that I think is really cool. And I don't want to miss when I come to Mexico. You know, I like staying in nice hotels. I like staying in modern hotels, but I like to experience Mexico and Mexico.
Right.
And that was one thing I noticed. The other thing that was pretty cool that I haven't seen here before is a wave pool.
We also saw they're building a water park. They hope to be done by and with all the slides and everything else, which isn't just for the kids, right?
No, it's for everybody.
So that's great, and we saw that, and they do have five options. Eventually, I think all of them will be open. Right now, I think two are open, but that was a great sort of very different from this resort, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the activities there's a plethora of activities, yeah. Let's put it that way.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the health and safety issues. Have you felt healthy and safe at this property? They take care of us?
Absolutely. I think the protocols that they've implemented give you a level of comfort above and beyond what I experienced back home, to be honest. So there's regular temperature checks, sanitizing your shoes. We carry a lot of germs and things on our shoes. They sanitize your shoes when you walk in, hand sanitizer. They're really, really careful to clean and sanitize everything. We had a discussion yesterday with the staff that they sanitize a room and wait 24 hours before allowing anyone into that room. So they've really gone above and beyond to make me and my clients feel safe coming here and knowing that they're taking every precaution, every effort to take care of us, and I appreciate that.
Well, and also, you know, we're not wearing face masks now because I want to see your great faces, but we have been wearing face masks when we go into the buffet areas, which is interesting. Talk about the buffet, because they do it a very unique way, right?
Oh, I love it. Who does not love a beautiful morning buffet, right? So they still have it. They just serve you. Yeah. So you get that extra treatment, too.
Although it's sad, because you and I were at the fruit thing today, and we're like looking and said, so we'll take this. And she said, no, I will serve it to you. And it's a very different kind of thing. But it's this whole trip, and I think you said it's not your first fam trip, right?
Correct.
Since COVID.
Since COVID, yeah. we've come to Mexico.
A couple of times.
Maybe about four times.
Wow, you're vets here. You know, it's probably one of the few places. Although I hear we would like to go to the Dominican Republic to see the Iberostar there, right?
Absolutely. I think I said yesterday the DR needs to be my next trip.
That's right.
And we've done Mexico. We've really worked hard to promote this destination coming out of COVID for those who are comfortable with the idea of traveling now. We really believe in tourism. We believe in this industry. We're very passionate about that. And with the Dominican opening back up, I really want to promote that destination. I want to experience the Grand. I was told that the Grand in the DR is just amazing.
And they have another coral level there too, which is supposed to be, I don't know about like this, but it's supposed to be that same level. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Now, well, let's make a deal. Let's go all together and later this year, and we'll go to the...
That sounds like a great plan.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, Kevin, Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this fabulous resort and Iberostar in general. It's been great to be going on this fam with you guys, and hopefully we'll do another one.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.